Jim Booker's roots run deep into the heart of Dayton. A great-grandfather who served in the Civil War is buried in Woodland Cemetery, and Booker still lives in the house on Grafton Avenue that his grandfather bought in 1921. Growing up in Dayton's Five Oaks neighborhood, Booker turned his eye to film, and with a Super 8 camera in hand, he'd make movies. His friends would star in them.
I would go down to the library downtown, and I'd look up producers' names and directors. I was going to take off to L.A., and I was going to be a director. You know, I just loved it and loved slapstick and a lot of the old fun comedies.
Making movies was a lot more fun than going to school, and often Booker just didn't go.
My art teacher, who I swear saved my life, Terry Chamberlain, said, listen, to get you to stay to school, what's it going to take? I said, I just don't like it. I don't like the thing. He goes, you know, you make films. He said, film is art. So he says, you know, instead of drawing and coloring and painting and art, I'll let you make films. And man, it just the light bulb went on right there. So that's where it kind of all started right there.
Movie making was an expensive hobby, and to get around the high cost of film, Booker's father suggested that he get involved with a budding public access station, DATV. That led him to work at WDTN and his 30-year career as a reporter and host of Booker's Beat. Then in January of 2013, Booker was told the station was changing its focus.
I got offered a job in sales to completely be off the air, and I thought, and that was on a Friday, and I said, can I think about it? Yeah. And then Monday, I'm like, I don't want to do sales. I'm not a sales guy. I don't think it'll work. I just had so many doubts. So I said no, and he says, well, I can get you a little bit of severance, and your last day will be here. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to get walked to the door. So I came in over the weekend at 3 in the morning with my kids, and I backed my van up to the station. And I unloaded my desk, and I disappeared on my own terms. So I just thought, you're not going to disrespect me after 30 years and walk me to the door.
So Booker had to find a new beat. In his home on Grafton Avenue, Booker is raising his two children on his own. Today, he's close to getting his daughter, Chloe, off to school.
All right, so let's talk about school. Are you ready to, go at it today? You ready to do it?
It's only 4 hours. Yeah.
Okay. Do you need to eat breakfast first?
No, I'm good.
God, you look just like me. You're cursed. Read it like I wrote it. I think the main thing was I was getting, I don't think complacent, but, you know, after 30 years, I was doing kind of the same thing. And this is where I do believe God has a plan. I just think he needed to push me out the door a little bit and go, you know what? You need to do something else. And I always had in the back of my mind I wanted to work for myself. That means a lot. It means a lot to me, and I think it's good for your psyche. You know,
at the TV station, Booker had resources, equipment, and personnel to work with. On his own, he notes the irony in the fact that he left Channel 2 because he didn't want to do sales. Now he has to sell himself. He's doing freelance work that includes writing, producing videos, and doing PR work for companies who want to tie their brand to a local celebrity. Booker's got a wide following on Facebook, and in spite of the fact that he's working more hours, he says he has more time to raise his two children.
Before working in television news, you're basically on call all the time. Yeah, you did have an 8-hour shift, but if the weather was bad or there was a major catastrophe, you know, all hands on deck. So you would work nights, weekends, overnights, and also personal appearances. So the positive dynamic is spending more time with my kids, being able to do stuff, picking them up at school now is great. I wasn't able to do that before. So that's a positive, I think, is being closer to the family, closer to the kids.
If reinventing ourselves is about how we deal with the changes in our lives, then Jim Booker has done that, and he stands ready for any more changes that come his way.
My dad planted that tree when I was born, this magnolia tree, and it's kind of cool because it's as old as me, and it looks a little weathered. It's, you know, it could use some trimming. It's pretty beat up, but you know what? It's going to survive, and so am I.
For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.